parenting advice on Talk About.
Now, joining me back in our Tralee studio is Margaret Gilbert. And good afternoon, Margaret.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Well, listen, Margaret, we want to talk a little bit this month about emotional coaching. And as you pointed out to me, it's downtime now. I know the secondary schools are finished. The primaries will be finishing fairly soon. And it's kind of a time of the year to emotionally perhaps connect with your children again.
Yes, and I suppose emotionally reset your system. So I suppose school puts a lot of pressure on children. There's a lot of academics, a lot of stress around it and things, which we're finding out more and more with all this school avoidance. And for parents as well, there's a lot of stress having children ready for schools, homework in the evening, exam season. So it can be challenging. But I also know the holidays can be challenging too if you've two parents working in a family. But I suppose everything in life goes back to feeling well in yourself, our well-being. And that is dependent on being able to manage our emotions and our feelings. So if that doesn't come naturally to us, we need an adult that can guide us and anchor us and support us in that. So for our young people in this day and age, they're often micromanaged. And emotional intelligence, understanding themselves, managing their emotions, their reactions, to me has become a major problem. Our young people find it very hard to manage shame, regulation and related emotions, embarrassment, mortification, all those ones that go with it, they find it really, really difficult. And there's a lot of young people, when they experience them, they can get really distressed, angry, and often be violent and lash out. Some may or may not. But it's a huge difficulty. But it's also, you know, a time where parents can let school go. If we've loads of children that are school avoiding, because there's big emotions, anxiety, all that coming up from them that they're finding it difficult to manage. And when you've a parent is pushing, trying to get a child to school because they're under pressure from the education welfare officer, TUSLA, the school system, everything to get them in, and the child is pushing hard not to go in, often the parent-child relationship breaks down badly there. So the summertime is a time that we can begin to reset, just calm things. I'd be saying to parents, if there's any issues around school, don't mention it for July, August. Just have that space, that peace for you and your child to connect with anything other than school.
And can you give us a few examples of how you could reconnect with your child and not mention the war, as they say, not mention the exams or anything?
Yeah, I suppose, first of all, it's going back. Everything is centred around emotions. Every behaviour is driven by an emotion. So if we don't want to go to school, it's often anxiety that's around it. If we're going to match in Dublin, we'll have probably huge excitement, joy, happiness, and we'll be wired to the moon and what have you. So behind every one of our behaviours, there's an emotion. But often we don't give enough importance to it. So when you have parents off for the summer, have joy and happiness with your children. Go out to the beach. A woman described to me recently where she went to a beach somewhere with her child. There had been huge friction over school and all that kind of thing. And he laid down the sand in the beach and she covered him with wet sand from head to toe. She patted on top of him. They were in bare feet. And she said the amount of enjoyment they actually got out of it. They're the very basic things that we can connect with the children. See, even if you have a child with neurodiversity or something, that packing them with sand, building up, spending the time around them, so important. So all those little things, even, you know, you could have a parent that's afraid of water and the children love the water. then a parent can push themselves a little out of their comfort zone and say to the child, I'm not comfortable in the water. It really scares the living daylights out of me, but I'm really going to manage that today. So they might put on a togs and go in up to the waist. They might say to the child, OK, I'm going to dunk my head twice here now today. I'm being very brave and I'm pushing through. So they're connecting with the child in what is a fun, connecting activity, but they're also role modelling that these emotions come up for us as well, but I'm going to manage them so that we can have fun and enjoyment out together.
And you know what, I think as well, we've fallen into, well, not fallen into the trap, but in recent years, the last 20 years plus, it's become the common thing now for families to go abroad together during the summer holidays, you know, to go to, I don't know, Lanzarote or wherever, yeah. And this big pressure to go on a summer holiday. But in actual fact, you know, there's a lot of people, number one, who can't afford that. They're struggling a bit, but you kind of have to remind yourself too that it's and you're always saying it, Margaret, in fairness, that it's really just your time they want. They don't need to be in a 5-star hotel in Florida. You know, they'd be just as happy on the beach in Ballyhaig, making a sandcastle once you're there with them.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, lads. It's the scarcest commodity we have in the moment is parental time to actually sit and meaningfully connect with our children. It's often micromanaging. Don't do this, don't do that. We're going from club to club, camp to camp, different GA game to different things all the time. So I'd encourage parents for the summer, schedule in time with your children. It is just time. It's not the big holiday out garden, like you said, Deirdre. It's actually connection, meaningful connection. So if we're with a young child, it could be 4 or 5, or we're with a teenager, if we're lecturing, sorting, fixing, giving out, trying to solve the problems for the children, that's disconnection. Disconnection.
Depending on what age they are, it's a developmental thing that they start to want to spend more time away from you. It's all about their friends and their hobbies and being out and about. How can you reconnect with them when they're that bit older and more independent?
Yeah, now I believe that often it's natural for children to move away from the parents. But if every time they come to connect with us, if it's met with you should, you must, you have to, your skirt is too short, or, you know, put the wear in the sink, have we done this, have we done that, are we ready, then they disconnect even more. They disconnect. So when we're working with teenagers and trying to connect with them, we really have to listen deeply to them. So it might sound like going in the car, I turn on the music and say a teenager turns it down. And you say, turn that up, I'm listening to it. But it might sound like that song, you don't really like it. Or there's a big difference in our generation between my music and the music you like. We can open conversations around it rather than, that's my song, turn it up, I'm listening. We're trying to connect with the young person. An awful lot of people, parents, like, are so worried over the social media and the children's interest in gaming and all that kind of thing. But if we can draw a bridge with them and try and connect with them, why not look at what fashion they're looking at on social media? Why not look at the eyeshadows, the long eyelashes and things that they're looking at? Who's their favourite influencer out there? Because when we do that, we get an understanding what's going on in their head, who they're watching, who they're following. It allows us to open up conversations. You know, if they're following people that the parents wouldn't really like as role models for their children, they can open up the conversation around the values. Say, he's very derogatory towards men or women or what have you. You know, what you think of his opinion. How might ours be a bit different? Our values are different to his. So what of his values are you taking on, and which ones might you leave behind?
Yeah. Okay, well, look, I think we'll take a break at this point, Margaret, and there's a lot to take in there, and I'm sure listeners have questions for you, so do give us a shout on 066 712 3666 if you have any parenting questions for Margaret Gilbert. Maybe you have a 10-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 16-year-old, whatever, and you'd like to connect more with them during the summer and you need some advice, why not send that question in for Margaret, and we'll be back with more from her after these.
Parenting advice on Talk About.
Now we're with parenting coach Margaret Gilbert. She's in Tralee in headquarters. I'm in Kenmare in the square. And we're chatting about connecting emotionally with your child or your teen during the summer. Margaret, a South Kerry listener has been in touch via email and says, my teenage son so far is spending his summer in the bedroom. He hasn't gone outside the door today in this heat. I'm blue in the face from trying to get him some fresh air. Now, there's no question with that, but I think the question is kind of implied, isn't it?
Yes. So I suppose for me, can you hear me there, Deirdre?
I can indeed,
yeah. Yeah. So I suppose for me there, if a child isn't coming out that often to us and things, I'd be questioning, is he coming to the kitchen table for his meals, or are they being delivered to his room? Does he have a few tasks or a few jobs that he has to do? Now, sometimes we might need to bring in supporters with us. Is there an uncle, an uncle, an aunt, or someone that would be willing to call for him an odd day of the week, maybe a Saturday or Sunday, that he might do a few jobs with on a farm, or if they had a home business or something, someone that would call for them, because sometimes they won't go out and do stuff for the parents and things. But I suppose I'd also query, was that child having difficulty at school during the year? Maybe he's close to burnout, that he just needs a real, real break. But the other thing is, if he's not coming out, we could go to his room every now and then, maybe for 10 minutes of a day, and just say, I know you don't want to talk much, but you know what? I want to connect with you. So we're just going to sit here in your room for 5-10 minutes and we'll go away then again, because you matter. If a parent can do that and sit in silence in the room with the young person, then it gives a powerful message to the young person that they matter, and that the parents will make the effort to go down to them. And I'd be wondering, you know, every child is very different, and I suppose we're finding we have some young people that are very burnt out from school, and they actually can't do the socialising and things. So there's not a one-size-fits-all in an answer to it. But it might be that we'd invite his friends to his house, an odd time for a pizza, a video night or something, although he'd be saying no, he doesn't want them. That it might be an idea, would he come down out of the room for them rather than to give it to say he's going to stay up there locked up? Again, it's trying to figure out for the young person what might be going on for them and how you can support them around it.
So show them you're there for them, really, is the answer, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Margaret, we're going to finish up with this one question, because I think you probably have a lot to say about this. It's quite a long email, but I'm going to paraphrase it. But I gather it's from a dad, and he's wondering what your views are about teenagers and summer jobs. Long story short, he says he has three teenagers in his house. He's tired of forking out money to them for the summer. He says, at what age does Margaret think they should start a small summer job? I want my three to know the value of money.
Yeah, well, legally 14 young people can go out and work, but there's nothing stopping them doing a little bit of work for a few euros in pocket money for an aunt, an uncle or something, once they're not full time in a business or what have you. So I think it's very important for them to have that. And again, our young people are not going to be motivated to go working if they're not short of money. So dad is sick of handing out hand over fist. So what I'd be saying is, he needs to maybe sit down, decide what amount he's willing to give them for the week, what it's going to cover. And if they're short, if we never experience shortage of money, we never know what it is to scrounge and save and mind our few bob. So we're teaching them valuable life lessons by making them work within what they're given. If a child borrows a tenner, make sure it's paid back. And I'd be saying at 14, they can go out, and I'm a believer in is it, you know, years ago there was the saying, the idle hand tempted the devil. That's not 100% true, because we also need a break. But I think there's nothing wrong with children working. It gives them a sense of purpose. They're often out, they're meeting people socially, they're making a few pounds for themselves. And often young people are a lot more responsible with their own money than they are with the parents' money.
And the old
saying comes in again. We were all told when we were young, money didn't grow on trees, and it still doesn't.
It still doesn't all these years later.
Absolutely.
I know from talking to people, and we'll finish up shortly, but I've had this discussion with people who have, we'll say, teens and young teens about whether or not they should get a summer job. And quite a lot of parents, Margaret, have the view of, Asher, won't they be working long enough? Let them enjoy the summer. I'm not quite sure about that, though, because I'm leaning more towards what you were saying, that the sense of responsibility and social skills and all that is actually good for them. So I suppose it's about striking a happy medium. You don't want them working every hour God sends for the summer either, but it's no harm to have a small bit of a job.
Absolutely. And you see, if you look at a teenager is 14, right? They're only 4 years from adulthood. So, like, they need to be practicing all those things to get there. They don't just become an adult and start all this at 18. It's something you start practicing, like having a job, enjoying it. It also gives them the opportunity to try out jobs. If you've a child struggling, you know, to go to school and hate school and all that kind of thing, and they go out working in a hotel, doing hard work now for the summer, and that kind of thing, they'd often come home and think, Jesus, I'm not going to be working in a hotel for the rest of my life. I'll study a bit at school and I'll get a better job than that going forward. So it allows them to try out adult type roles in preparation for adulthood.
Margaret, we better let you go and let you back out into the sunshine. But before we do, just remind people, because I know people will want your contact details. And just before you give them as well, are you busy? Is it difficult to get an appointment with you at the moment? Because parents will want to know. No.
The summer is quiet. The summer is quiet. Very few parents like to see me during the summer. It's the academic season that's usually quite busy. So people wouldn't be waiting more than a week or so.
Very good. And how can they contact you?
Yeah, my phone number is 087-174-7813. And my website then is margaretgilbertlifecoach.com.
Super stuff. Margaret, as always, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for all of that. And we'll chat to you next month.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Deirdre. Take care.
Bye. That's Margaret Gilbert there, life coach, parenting coach. You'll find her on margaretgilbertlifecoach.com, and do give her a shout. And she's on social media as well. Always enjoy that slot.